when you're talking OTT, right? Hulu, Netflix, streaming, Peacock, like that's the new media of the day, right? It's a digital tactic. It is something that you can track a lot easier. You can turn off and on. It's got better targeting capabilities, still similar creative, right? 30-second commercial, 60-second commercial. But those campaigns, you can get away with shorter durations. You can get away with 6-month campaign test, right? And then you can kind of know your baselines and go from there. But a lot of clients make the mistake of starting these campaigns and initiatives and then stopping them. And then all that money is wasted.
Welcome to the Tip to Scales podcast, where we discuss running and growing your law firm. I'm your host, Maria Monroy, president and co-founder of Lawric. Today, I am joined by Rachel Fox, president of Noi Media Group. I'm super excited for this episode because she does everything we don't do in terms of marketing. So all of the traditional media, the social media stuff, the videos, everything from commercials to radio to OTT to billboards. I have so many people that ask me, especially clients, for advice in these areas, and I'm just not the expert. So we had a really, really great conversation. I'm really excited for this episode. I hope you guys enjoy it. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Absolutely. Thank you for asking me. I'm glad you're in Atlanta.
No, and thank you for having me here with your team's recording. Like, I didn't even have to do it myself. This is awesome.
Change up for you.
Yeah, I love it. So tell me, well, your name, your business, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah. So Rachel Fox, Noi Media Group, marketing and advertising agency, full scope service, niching to personal injury for the past 15 years.
I'm super excited to talk to you because you do everything that we don't do.
Right.
I know. Right. And I get so many questions and I'm like, I don't know. I don't have the answer.
I know.
So let's just get to it. Tell us a little bit of what you do. Mm-hmm. And then I have a lot of questions for you.
Yeah, absolutely. So we offer services from radio, TV, billboards, digital, social media, and ground game. And when I say digital, not SEO website, that's your world. We're really heavy on the content creation side. So we are a creative house here, and we have a lot of fun with what we do. And offer a variety of services. Everyone always says, how are you good at doing so many things, right? Mm-hmm. Rather than just like niching. And my answer is always we've niched our audience rather than our services. So we get really involved with our clients. We partner with them for the long haul in any capacity that they need us.
But I would argue most of your services have a lot to do with like branding and the messaging that the firm has, right?
Yeah, I learned very early that relationships and the B2B play was the long haul marathon version for PI. I mean, there's so much saturation and the ads are absolutely necessary and B2C is no brainer. But if you're not putting in the work to connect with your audience and know your audience and storytell, you're really missing out. And so that is where we focus.
So talk to us a little bit about messaging, right? Because you and I were talking yesterday at an event about messaging and how law firms want to like, it's almost like their target audience is themselves. That's what they think. And like, you go through this, I go through this where I'm like, you are not your target audience. Like, we have to like get past that. Mm-hmm. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I always find it so interesting when clients are like, well, I want to put the billboard here, or, you know, I don't see my commercials or whatever it is. I'm like, this isn't for you.
It's not.
It's not for you. This is for your audience. This is for your consumer. This is to get them to do a conversion, right? And so it's so interesting because there's always that client that wants that billboard on their drive home that they can see every day. And it's, you know, if they have the budget, I'll throw it in the mix just to, you know, make them happy. But at the end of the day, people have to remember it is about your target audience. Everything that we do is tailoring communication to the right audience.
Right.
Like micro nano, email marketing campaigns, everything is tailored to the specific audience. If not, you're missing the opportunity to connect and people don't care. And then they check out, they don't give a shit what you have to say.
Right.
So, yeah, I think in PI too, with, you know, it's work hard, it's play hard. We're talking about a lot of money, a lot of high level people, earners and things. And so at the end of the day, if they want to pay extra to have a billboard on their drive home from work.
Right.
But, I definitely do come in, take over, and make sure that they are buying the media properly. Because a lot of people can buy direct, right? So that's an option. You can just call up the reps, be like, hey, I want to buy a billboard. But the creative is also the other part of it, right? So,
right. But like staying with that messaging, right? Because it's not just about, oh, I want my billboard here. It's so much deeper than that. And you and I touched on like, you know, my content is written for like an eighth grader, right?
Yeah.
And that's our max. Our max is eighth grade, right? Maybe ninth. Right. And so we deal with this on the website issue where they're like, my content. And I'm like, we're not writing for judges. We're not writing for your peers. The person that like that would appeal to is going to find you through their network. Mm-hmm. Like they're not going to Google, right? And similar in your space, like the people that have a network, they're not going to care about the billboard or the commercial, right? So getting the messaging down to the proper audience, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
Again, the message is not for other lawyers,
right?
If you're a referral lawyer, you're not going to do billboards anyways, right? So can you touch a little bit more on that and like the pain point with that?
Yeah, I always say like put your pride in one pocket and your money in another, right? Like it is absolutely about the consumer. And the messaging is the most important. I don't care where the billboard is placed. If the messaging does not hit, it's going to flop, right? So I see a lot of billboards that do not have the proper disclaimers, that are super, super busy, that have a huge photo blown up of a person and really no context into what and how they can help. You know, we're in Atlanta, so there are my team, you know, the newbies around here, they're like, I didn't realize how many billboards there are. I'm like, they're everywhere. You've got to stand out. So like when you're talking about creativity, it's not even just being on brand. That's the baseline, right? It is about absolutely making people look and go, oh my God, what?
Right.
What? You know, you want them to say like, what the fuck? What is that? What is you want? So funny story, I saw a billboard in Athens and it was upside down. And I actually thought it was on accident. And the campaign said, accidents happen. I was like, this is brilliant. And I'll give a shout out to Ross Massey. That's his billboard. It is so unique and creative. So yes, the creative is absolutely important. And you have to check. There's also compliance. Like you have to check the basics too. So when you're buying direct and you let an in-house design team, you know, just get it done for you, you're missing out on so much opportunity. Agencies get so many perks of working directly with clients and having that middle person to protect you, to make sure that your board is not covered up by a tree. It has the proper creative on it. You're using good vinyl print shops. Because the other thing is you can use shitty printers and then the board will fade in weeks. So it's a lot of nuances to it that I don't think that people really understand. And when I see it out there, I just want to call and be like, let me help you.
Yeah.
Let me help.
I think most firms, I will say, I think most firms will try to work with someone. Like most of the firms I know are not just going and buying it themselves. They are going through someone to help them.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope that that's the case. Apparently it's not, but I hope that it is, right? I think maybe there's a point where a firm can be so big that they can have their own team that handles it.
Correct.
Right? Same with SEO. But most firms are not going to do that, at least not at the beginning.
Yeah.
Right? Now, how do you go about finding like the right message depending on the firm and getting them to stand out?
Yeah, absolutely. So my clients always, you know, in the intro calls in the early beginning, it's like, well, why would I work with you? Because you work with so many people. And I'm like, you're all offering the same thing. At the end of the day, it's 24/7, free consultations, e-sign, no fee till you collect. Like, it's the same. So you are the only separator for your brand. You are the only difference. So I get to know my clients very, like, intimately may not be the right word, but like, I get to know my clients, right? And I want to know everything about them, no stone left unturned, because I am a very creative, quirky person. And when I find a detail or an element that I'm like, oh, I can run with that, you know? So I think it's got to be authentic, because if it's not authentic, it's not sustainable. And if it's not sustainable, it's not scalable. And if it's not either of those, then what are we doing?
Yeah,
so,
why?
Yeah. So it's really getting to know them. It's finding what makes them different and leaning into it and just running, embracing it, you know, and you have to work with the clients, because, you know, especially a lot of my trial attorneys, they're in front of these juries. They're, you know, big names, big people doing big things and getting big results. And then the lights come on, the cameras come on, and it's like, things change. You know, so when it comes
and
to
it's
like,
crazy, right? Like you don't expect that.
You probably see this all the time.
Yeah, even on the podcast, people get nervous and like, why are you nervous?
Right.
Like I should be nervous.
Right.
Like,
I'm interviewing you.
Right.
You're this person.
Right.
I mean, you're pretty fabulous yourself,
well,
but
I
see it all the time too. It's like,
it's interesting. But I guess like, here's a question I have. Like I'll talk to a firm and I'm like, okay, what kind of marketing do you do? Right. And they'll be like, oh, well, we tried commercials for 6 months, but they didn't work. And my first thought is, well, that wasn't long enough.
Yeah.
And I also like don't go like super deep. Like you would like, you would be like, well, how often, what was the messaging, right? Like you'll touch on these things because you and I talked last night. But 6 months, like that's not enough time, right? Like what is the minimum and what is the ideal?
I mean, a minimum, honestly, I would say a year, like at minimum. And but you have to have other complementary mediums going as well. You cannot just have the one, right? You need the SEO. You need the good solid foundation online. You need the supplementary social media stuff. So if you have everything working, right, and all cylinders are firing, a year on TV, you don't see an impact. You either need to check, I mean, you should check sooner your creative right. and your placement and all your things. But like 6 months is not going to do anything. Now, when you're talking OTT, right, Hulu, Netflix, streaming, Peacock, like that's the new media of the day, right? It's a digital tactic. It is something that you can track a lot easier. You can turn off and on. It's got better targeting capabilities, still similar creative, right? 30-second commercial, 60-second commercial. But those campaigns, you can get away with shorter durations. You can get away with 6-month campaign test, right? And then you can kind of know your baselines and go from there. But a lot of clients make the mistake of starting these campaigns and initiatives and then stopping them. And then all that money is wasted. And it's frustrating because it's like, you didn't even give it a chance. And I think that expectation needs to be set clearer.
1,000%.
Because inevitably, we're talking now 6 figures. It's just down the drain. You can't get that back.
Totally.
It's just brand awareness with no conversion and no, I mean, that's it.
So I guess my question to you is like, if I'm a law firm mm-hmm. and I've never done traditional media mm-hmm. and let's say we do have the SEO component down, right? And I'm like, okay, now I want to go. Because I can think of some clients that this is literally their situation right now. I want to go do the next thing, right? But it's so expensive, right? And it's building a brand, so it takes time. Like my argument is, look, if you build a brand, you're going to increase conversions digitally. And I've seen this before, right? But what is the thing that they should do with so many options? So let's just say somebody has a budget of $500,000 mm-hmm. for a year. And they're like, should I do the billboard? Should I do OTT? Should I do radio? Should I do traditional TV? Right? Whatever it's called. What is it called? Okay, cool. Perfect. So what should I do? Right? Like, I'm curious what you would recommend if somebody comes to you and says, Rachel, I have $500,000. That's it.
Yeah. So where their market is going to tell me a lot, right?
Of course.
Tells me how long that budget's going to go.
So let's say it's a mid-sized market.
Yeah, mid-sized market, $500,000. All digital foundation is solid, right?
So let's assume they're running local service ad campaigns. Let's assume they're already ranking in the local pack and organic SEO. So they're already generating cases digitally. Mm-hmm. Let's say that maybe the firm on average has 500 to 700 active cases, maybe 1,000, somewhere there. Like they're already doing great. They have a
volume.
Couple
yeah.
lawyers.
I would say that, you know, you can't just do out of home. That's the other thing. You see it, right? But mm-hmm. you need to hear it. So radio is a great complementary to out of home, but now you're talking busting
What's out
budget.
Of home?
Out of home is anything outside of the house advertising. So billboards,
okay.
Benches, buses,
okay.
you know, and there's actually over 400 different types of mediums for out of home. We're about to be in Vegas. And so you see the LED, you know, buses and out of home displays.
And the cars.
Right,
okay,
right. So all of that is classified under out of home as a category, which falls under the traditional media with traditional broadcast, cable, and radio. So with that type of budget, I would not recommend like full-blown broadcast, right? But there are things you can do with cable. So buying cable is a little bit different. It's by zones. And so like, for example, in the Savannah DMA, there's 4 cable zones. So within that market, if you were to buy a broadcast, it's going to go to everybody. If you buy the cable, now you're talking about isolating within those 4 zones and territories.
So then would you say, like, in a very strategic way, mm-hmm. I would say wherever their office is, mm-hmm. because now they have a reach and the local SEO component.
Correct.
They should have billboards. Mm-hmm. And there, they should be doing what you're suggesting.
Layering on either local cable.
Okay.
OTT is also another great one to layer on to that, especially with a budget like that, which is a little bit lean for traditional media, for the record. So
I know. Yeah. That's why I'm giving you this as because it's like, what do you pick, right? You have all these. Yeah. I think part of the problem too now is that there are so many options, and people are also humans in general now, we're so impatient, right? So the idea of like building this brand can feel very like people want it quick. And that's why digital can be so great. But at the same time, it's like, well, you can't just do digital into perpetuity if you want to continue to grow, right? Some firms are cool with that. That's great. But the firms that want to grow, either what we're seeing is they either go and do traditional media or they expand their markets digitally, right? But for me, I know everybody probably thinks, oh, well, Maria would just like it if they did more digital media. Right. But that's really not the case.
Right.
Because if they go and they do the billboards, like our client Brian White did that, his conversion went up from digital.
Right.
So now brand he awareness. Loves me even more because now his cost per case is lower.
Right.
Right. So for me, it's like, no, go build the brand, like solidify your market and don't just depend on one like medium. Right. But okay. So, okay. Back to the budget. I guess my only concern here, when I hear traditional TV, I think, who the hell's watching that? And the way that I look at it from like a digital standpoint is like, if you're using Google, you are like in the not younger generation, but you are probably younger than the people on average watching traditional TV that still has commercials like cable TV, right? And you're more likely to be driving. So like those are the people that are going to see the billboards that are going to go to Google. Like you're not escaping the billboards, where maybe if you're a much older demographic, you're home most of the time. Maybe you are watching TV, but maybe you're not going to go to Google. So in my like intuitively for me, if a client said, what should I go do? Yeah. I would say OTT and billboards, maybe radio if they have the budget for radio.
They have the budget.
Am radio, I wrong?
You're not wrong.
And I can be wrong. Please feel free. You're the expert.
You're not wrong. So I'm going to say there is no perfect sauce. There is no perfect mix. It is a very fluid thing, right? Because this year's political year. So I wouldn't even recommend traditional media, you know, radio and TV right now. It's going to be insane. The rates are insane. The make goods are going to be insane. They have to take legally the political money. So you're going to get bumped out. And I've seen it firsthand. I have a client that has been advertising for 15 years. They spend about $10 million with me every year. And they still get bumped out with political, like everyone else. And when their ads do not run, the phone does not ring. I don't like to isolate that variable to see that test come through, right? But like it happened and that is very there. So I know that it works, but I also know that if you don't stick with it, if your messaging isn't right, if your buys are not in the right place, if you don't know what you're doing, I see people buy radio and then they don't know to negotiate the on-dash screen. Every car since 2015 has a screen in it that shows a display ad, right? And so you hear an ad for someone, but their competitor is on the screen. So similar to the billboard theory here, right? You're hearing it, now you're seeing it. That's the same concept. People don't know to negotiate that. They don't even think about it. And the reps will take advantage of that. I mean, I love my reps. Shout out to my people, right? They treat me good. I have a lot of great buying power because I've been doing this a long time with a big budget, but not everyone has that. And they will take advantage of us. They're a sales rep, right? They get paid to sell.
Yeah.
So when I see that, it makes me so mad because I'm like, it's a medium that you can use as a tactic, but if you don't know what you're doing on it, you can get in trouble real quick. So season is also a factor with traditional media. And, you know, right now is not a good time to start your TV campaigns and ramp them up. This runoff is going to be real and political season is aggressive. It's going to be a long stretch. So I recommend getting your digital tactics even more solidified and the foundation stronger because you're going to need it.
Right. But now, so going back to that scenario.
Yeah.
500,000, you would do, what would you do? Billboards and then something else, something that they can hear.
Yeah. I mean, once again, $500,000 in some markets would be 1 month.
No, I get it.
So, yeah. I mean, I'm, you know, I truly think that it, rather than a number, right, it is what can you do that is sustainable? What can you do that's all in? A lot of people on social media will say, don't just blast it to all the platforms. Pick a platform and be great at it, right? So when you're talking about traditional media, you have to make sure that you're able to sustain this investment for a long time. And people also, they're like, this is just my ad budget for media. They don't think about that you need commercials. Commercials have to change about every 6 weeks based on fatigue and frequency. So now you're talking about media days and costs that just continue to drive. So you have to have that full understanding of what you're getting yourself into. I don't care what the mix is of mediums, as long as they are executed well and they are effective, I am happy because I will test them. Sustainable has to be. Has to be. So I think that, you know, I'll role play with our scenario here, but I do think that at the end of the day, as long as you're replacing your traditional media, You're negotiating the shit out of those rates. You are working with the vendors. You are getting good creative in there. You are looking at the results and testing these things, tracking, right? We're putting QR codes on commercials now. As long as you're doing it right, I know that it can be effective. I've seen it. I work with hundreds of people just like you, and I know it can be. Budget is only going to determine how long does it take to get there, you know?
Got it. I have two questions for you. Before I want to come back to the budget for a second, but before I do that, I have a weird question. Yeah. How often should a firm change their billboard? What's it called?
Creative. Yeah. So you see people like Alexandra Schnara, right?
Yeah.
Who have had a board for so long.
Yeah.
Mark Spain is another one, right? Same creative. I do think consistency is key. So I don't like to recommend like a full new look unless you're doing digital billboards where you can do seasonal creative and make it fun and change it out, you know, mm-hmm. based on the themes. But make it on brand, make it clean, make it consistent, keep it up.
Because so you could have the same look for years on end.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, because I've heard the opposite, and this is something I've wondered for a long time, is they say, like, if you don't change it, people will eventually stop registering it.
Well, that's the thing, for sure, right? So changing it is one thing, but also changing your placement.
That was my
factor.
Next question.
Yeah. So
if you're not going to change the
creative,
then change the place. And how often do you recommend that? Either like one of the two happens.
So I like to buy rotators is what it's called. So
okay.
I go into a market, I say, I've got X amount of budget. I want to buy 20 rotators. And they will actually every 6 weeks migrate through the market within a set parameter of my target audience and demographics and incomes, et cetera. So, you know, it is something that I recommend doing. I enjoy having fresh commutes.
It makes perfect sense.
But also depends on like, who your audience is once again, because I say that like most people are driving their same commutes every day back and forth and back and forth. And so you don't know who's going to be in a car accident, right? I work with primarily with car wreck lawyers. That is my book of business and the medical providers they work with. So that's what I'm referring to here. But anyone is your audience at the end of the day. And so those rotators are like breaking up commutes, getting in front of new people. It's how you expand your reach, right? When you talk about a digital platform on the ground for out of home with billboards. So if you're not going to change your creative, change your placement. If you're going to change your placement, keep your creative in the family. Either way, fresh creative is great. Fresh creative is great, but keep it in the family. As long as you build things out on brand out of the gate, you can operate within a loose boundary and have a fresh photo added, right? Like I see people that have billboard photos from 10 years ago. I'm like, bro, you don't look like that anymore.
Yeah, I know.
Playing.
I want to call someone out right now, but I won't. So I lived in Vegas for like a short minute.
Okay.
And I remember that Nakvi, who is like one of the big, are you familiar?
I'm not.
Well, he has like a ton of billboards. Mm-hmm. He's like just known for probably has like the most billboards, I would argue. And he always had like yellow. That was like the pop color, right? It was like a gold or yellow. And I could be wrong, but let's just pretend that's what it was.
Yep.
And then one day I'm driving and it was a boom, it was orange.
Yeah.
And I remember like, oh, he changed them.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know if I noticed that because I'm in this space and I'm like so like aware or, but like it worked because he didn't change the placement.
Mm-hmm.
He changed the pop color. And I was like, ooh, that worked.
So back in the day, almost all the billboards were like the same colors because the billboard companies promoted red and yellow and blue as the bold colors that pop, right? And when you think about it, a billboard is up in the air, right? It's either got the sky behind it, a tree behind it. It's the greens, the blues, and, you know, the lighter colors. So the reds and the yellows, boom, right? Stands out from anything for the most part. So it's funny to say that because that's always been like when you see a new board, I see a new advertiser, they're probably using the reds and the yellows still.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, change is good. Like I said, you've got to get people's attention. But like, if you do it right out of the gate, you have something great and you have something good, stick with it. Like it's clean, it's simple. Sometimes this is another thing, like we talk about knowing your audience. And designing for yourself versus designing for your consumer. And it's the same with billboards that it is with websites. The clients, they're just loading it up. And sometimes I tell my team, like, this is not Chick-fil-A. It is not my pleasure. The client is not always right. I know that's not
like I say we're not a yes agency.
We're not a yes agency.
Like, we will tell you when, respectfully, like, you are wrong and this is why.
Yeah. Nobody wants a yes man. And at the end of the day, our job is to get them results. And so I'm going to push back.
Totally.
You know, like, let's maybe reduce. They say on average, like, 7 to 10 words is the max for a billboard. 10 words on a billboard, right? 300 feet in the air, you're driving 70, 75 miles an hour, right? You have so, like, 2 seconds, 3 seconds to catch them. So it needs to be bold. It needs to be simple. It needs to know, like, your call to action is your brand name, is your conversion, right? So with my call CTAs, which is another huge thing with all of this, right? It used to be vanity numbers were like the push.
Yeah.
And they're clean and they're easy to brand. And I'm not against vanity numbers. Not against vanity numbers. Don't come at me. But I think it's interesting because we are doing something with a CTA right now where we put the at sign at the beginning, put the firm name, which is also the domain name, which is also the handle on social, and then we add the .com at the end. So consumer-wise, younger audiences are seeing the front end of it, seeing an Instagram handle, right? And then the older audience is seeing the back end of that .com and going, oh, okay, that's their website.
Yeah.
So it is a very simple, easy, clean way. But when you're designing your billboard, you better have consistency in what you're doing. And you cannot overload. I am such and such of the such and such law firm, and I am here to do this. And it's just too much.
Have you ever seen that billboard? There's a billboard in Florida that is like, you know how Morgan has the whole bigger is better?
Mm-hmm.
And then there was like a response billboard with a competitor. Like, you literally drive and it's like, I don't know. I forget what freeway we saw it, but we were driving and you see bigger is better. And then, you know, like 5 minutes later, you see this billboard that's like bigger is not always better. And it's like two animals, but I forget like which one, like the smaller animal is like actually scarier than the bigger animal, but you can't see what it says until you get so close to the billboard.
Yeah. So something like that is sitting for the long haul. That would be a placement play, right? Because you got to have multiple touch points passing that billboard for it to
register.
So,
and I'm like, you're going to cause an accident. I'm trying to read what this says.
So it's funny you say that. I did a campaign. You can have a lot of fun with out of home, like you just mentioned. So when QR codes became the norm with COVID, right, I was the first one to get GM approval to add a QR code to a billboard. And it was like a whole thing because it was distracting.
Yeah.
You know, and so I was like, obviously I'm not encouraging the driver to scan this QR code, but
I mean, like, you're really helping PI lawyers at this point. You're causing accidents.
Like, it really is not my intention. However, ironically, it was for a PI firm. And so what I did was I bought 3 boards consecutive on a highway. Okay. And the first one just says, we are coming, 3 boards. And then the last board was the 4th board with a QR code on it. So it was a broken up message that people are like, what is we? Why does it just say we are? And then the anticipation's building.
I totally would have done
it. And then it's like, okay, I got to scan the QR code. Yeah. What the hell is this?
Yeah.
So like, that's another way to do it, right? Like, if you're not going to go super simple branding and consistent, then have fun with it. Shake it up, disruptive. Like, be bold and have fun with it.
Okay. So here's the $1 million question. You're going to hate this question. So I apologize in advance. Don't hate me. Because I know you're going to hate it, but like, what is, and I know the answer is it depends, ironically, I totally get it, but what is a good return on investment from traditional?
Yeah, that's a big question I get all the time, and I don't hate it. It's just hard to answer because digital is so easy to answer, right?
I don't think so. I think digital, I struggle with this question too, because, well, there are so many variables. Right? There's always going to be an it depends. And I understand that for you, it's going to be, well, how much of a budget did you have initially? What was the messaging? How long have you been doing it? But let's say that a firm is 3 years into their traditional with a budget that you felt was a good budget, solid budget. We don't have a budgetary issue and we don't have a time issue either. So we're 3 years in. At that point, I feel like they should really be feeling the impact 3 years in of building a brand, what does that translate to monetarily?
Well, cases, hopefully.
Well, I hope so too. But like, in terms of like return on investment, like 3 times, 5 times, 10 times?
Mine is 3. Okay. I like to see 3. That's kind of my goal with what we do, is 3 times ROI. And the reason is because PI specifically is contingency based. And a lot of my clients who have these big volume firms, right, they're burning and turning cases and moving them very quickly. Then you have the value firms where it may take years to get paid out on. So I think that having a good mix of both of these really helps skew this number and helps, because you have to have money coming in the door to continue to sustain the marketing and advertising. So for me, 3 times that return, you know, whatever the cost per acquisition is, the average case value, right, the volume of cases, yeah, right? Like if I can't get you enough to continue to do this, you can't break even. You got to run the firm, right? You got to enjoy your lifestyle. And then this is a whole nother world added onto it. So I would say 3, but once again, if you're not doing it right, it's very easy to just spray and pray and you don't know what the hell is happening.
Yeah. I guess the only thing I would argue is like, okay, let's say they're getting a 3x ROI.
Yeah.
Is that more direct ROI where like, people are saying, I found you through your billboard or your commercial, or is it just the firm has grown 3x its size?
I would say that you're going to have to go broader with it. The firm has grown 3x the size because the cases take on average about a year handled. Then you've got the fact that anyone can be in a car accident any day. So I think, you know, ROIs are hard. It's brand awareness. And it's like they could call you tomorrow or they could call you in 5 years.
Totally.
You know? And so as long as you're sticking with it and top of mind,
yeah,
the ROI is there. It really is. But if that consistency isn't, it's not. And it crumbles quick.
No, and I love that. Like they could call you 5 years from now, because I had Etsy and Bullion and they used to send out with the Yellow Pages magnets.
Yeah.
And he says that to this day, every year, they get a couple cases from the magnets that they haven't sent in like years, right? Because people still have them on their fridge. And it's like back in the day, and I'm aging myself, but like Pizza Hut. And you know, that's where it was, right?
Yeah.
You kept it on your fridge.
Yep.
So I remember that, right? And I guess I would argue that when you have a brand, you're going to convert, and I've said this like a gazillion times before, and I'm going to say it again, you're also going to convert better digitally. So you're impacting your cost per case digitally, mm-hmm, right? So I would argue that ROI is actually higher because you are impacting.
Yeah, because it stacks.
It's synergistic.
Yeah.
Right? It's like you were everywhere. I had to call you. It was a sign from God.
Absolutely.
You know, I saw the billboard. I heard you on the radio. I went to Google. When I needed you, typed car accident lawyer. There you were 4x.
Right.
It's like, oh my God, you know, that's what we want.
Hit them from every angle.
Absolutely.
They call it the plumber mentality in this industry. So like, it's 1 a.m. Your toilet is overflowing. There's water everywhere. You pick up the phone. All you care is the first person that's going to answer the phone. We talk about brand awareness and branding in our space, but there is zero loyalty. Let me tell you, there is zero loyalty with consumers. They don't. And to their defense, oftentimes they may not even notice, right, that they're calling a different firm. They've searched one, a different one comes up, whatever have you.
Confuse them.
It confuses all the time. Hell, it confuses me and I know what I'm doing. So it's like, is this an ad? Okay.
Well, yes. You know why we know for a fact that it confuses them? Because firms that don't do billboards will ask, how did you find us? And someone will say, your billboard. And it's
Oh, I love that. On intake, I have a marketing profile with some of our larger clients. And I'm like, okay, I get the report and it's like, TV, 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 TV. Everything's TV. I'm like, okay, well, that's not true. There's also like 7 other things happening. But in the consumer's minds, oh, I saw it on TV.
No, attribution is like, I would argue, the most difficult.
Well, and that's why when you say ROI, it's like, that's why this is a long haul play.
And
that's why relationships matter. Because if you burn people in this business, you're going to burn out. You're going to burn out because you have to have the marathon mindset in order to be successful in this space.
Yeah. So I think it's more like if I were a firm, if I owned a firm,
yeah,
I would say if I'm going to do traditional, it's just like long haul. I'm just kind of factoring this into my budget and just not worry too much about it, versus where I feel like digital, it is more like I put this much money, how much money am I going to get back?
Yep.
It's much quicker,
yeah,
I would argue. It's not overnight, especially organic. Don't want to set the wrong expectation for anyone. It's
correct.
Not going to be overnight.
Correct.
But LSA, pay-per-click, can be pretty quick,
yeah,
right? And totally. At some point, once you are ranking, it is much easier to say, okay, this is what's coming from SEO.
Absolutely.
Whereas branding, it is a long-term.
It's a lifestyle.
Yeah.
Yeah. There is a story. The founder of Nike, Phil Knight, had a quote that said, if IHG went and built the hotel chain IHG, if IHG went and built a shoe, you would have no idea what that looked like. But if Nike went and built a hotel, right? Where's your mind go? So that is the difference in having a logo and building a brand. And these law firm clients of mine, these medical provider clients of mine, imaging centers, they have to understand that, once again, accidents happen all the time. It could be now. It could be 5 years from now. We're here as a partner to the community. We are here as a partner to our industry, our vendors, our people that we are working with. And you got to do right by them. And if you do it right, because a lot of people do it wrong in this industry. I've been doing this a long time, 15 years.
Of course.
I've seen some shit, let me tell you. But let me tell it is the people that do it right, they're going to win. You know,
absolutely.
I have a client's tagline is do right, win big. I agree with that. You know, I think it's real.
Well, thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me.
This was fun. And I feel like I learned a lot. So thank you.
Well, I love talking with people that get this too.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people don't get it.
Well, what you do helps what I do. Like 1,000%. Like, and it's funny because we primarily work with trial firms. Mm-hmm. And trial firms are the most resistant to putting their face on a billboard.
Oh, that's another thing. Can we touch on that just real
quick? We can. Go
for it. So I have clients, you know, I call them my fancy lawyers, right?
Yeah.
My fancy lawyers are like, oh, those billboard attorneys, or I'm not going to, you know, whatever it is, right? And I find it so freaking hilarious because it's like, I don't care what you call me, just call me, you know?
Totally.
Like, well, who cares? Like, you can do like low-key behind the scenes advertising without having to be a TV lawyer with that stigma. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I think it's hilarious when they're like, I would never do that. And it's like, it doesn't make you worse or better. Without those volume practices, you wouldn't get these high cases.
Right.
And if you didn't have anywhere to send these MBAs, like, you would not be able to help people and see it through. So it's about reciprocity and people need to get that.
I think it's changing. I do think it's changing. And what I always tell everyone is like, look, how are you going to get to help more people?
Yeah.
Like, put your ego aside.
Stronger together.
Just put it aside. Mm-hmm. And there's a way to do this in a way that is authentic to you. Mm-hmm. Like, I get that, sir. And I have no issues with how people do it, period. Like, just take care of the client. Do it however you want. I really don't care. Yeah. If it feels authentic to you and that's what's fun for you, mm-hmm. then do it. Yeah. And I think that there's a way to do that for anybody. Mm-hmm. Right? And if it really just is like, it's not for everyone. So I totally also respect the person that says, I just don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Okay, don't do it.
That's
fine.
Fine. Leave it at that, though.
Like, there's enough people that want to do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much to everything that Rachel shared with us today. If you found this story valuable, please share it with someone you want to see succeed. Subscribe so you never miss an episode. And leave a 5-star review. It goes a long way to help others discover the show.